Hi, everybody. It's Nick Forster here. We are taking a look at the E-Town Archives as we look back and celebrate some of the great artists who have graced our stage over the years. We want to send out birthday greetings this week to Grace Potter. Her most recent record is called Midnight. And speaking of birthdays, Grace became a mother this year. Her son, Sagan Potter, was born, I believe, in January of 2018. Here is a small piece of an E-Town show we recorded with Grace 8 years ago, back in 2010. And it includes our brief conversation. Hope you enjoy it, and happy birthday, Grace.
What we need house of stone is crumbled from the inside. It's been a long, long war, now the battle's drawing near. Closer and closer till it whispers in my ear. Whoa, I see a tiny light like a flashbulb sparkle.
Grace Potter and the Nocturnals, Matt Burr on the drums, Scott Tournay on lead guitar and vocals, Benny Yurko on guitar and vocals, Catherine Popper on the bass and harmony vocals. The CD is called Grace Potter and the Nocturnals, out on Hollywood Records. They're from up in Burlington, Vermont. They're going to be back. A lot more music later on in the show. Grace Potter, welcome to E-Town. We've been thinking about this and talking about this for a long time.
Yeah.
So, was there a lot of music in your household when you were growing up, and did you start playing early?
I did. My mom was a piano teacher. Oh, my cool. father plays the trumpet and sings, and yeah. I actually have my great-uncle, Spiegel Wilcox, was an old Dixieland trombone player.
Oh, wow. What a great name.
Spiegel Wilcox.
That's an awesome...
He was the only pro, though. Like, no one else could make a living at it except him, but he did it beautifully.
That's cool.
He died at 96 with a gig the day before and a gig planned the day after.
Oh, so. There you go.
I'm planning on doing the same thing.
Yeah, we're after. That's what we want. And you went to college, is it St. Lawrence in way upstate New York?
Yeah.
And is that where you first got your band together?
Yeah.
And so musically, you have some changes you made into your band, and you just made this new record. There's 13 tracks, almost half of them co-written with a producer. Mm-hmm. Tell us about what was different about making this record than previous records.
Well, I'd never co-written. That was a big one for me. I'm kind of selfish songwriter. with the exception of writing with my band, because they always offer fantastic insights. And then we joined forces with a gentleman named Mark Batson, who helped me to get the hip-hop, get the into it a little bit. You know, I already have quite a bit of but he brought in a little bit more.
A little extra.
Yeah.
Made it
He's
even
a hip-hop
funkier.
Guy, you know? Yeah. He works with Jay-Z and Dr. Dre. I have no idea what he was thinking when he signed on to work with us, but we're sure glad he did.
I think there is a beat and a pulse to those things that people can feel, and it works, you know, it works no matter what kind of music you're aiming at. Remember, I saw you a few years ago when you were playing here in Boulder, and I remember thinking when I saw you, man, this is somebody who's really ambitious. You really have, you want to be successful. You want to go right to the top. I mean, you sounded great, but I could tell that you really had that drive. Is that something you've had all along?
Yeah. The second that I realized this was something that made me happy, I think I went into it with full steam and both feet.
That's great. Well, it's a lot of work. And it keeps on going. You know, you finish a gig, you feel that triumphant feeling.
Yeah.
Then you load in the gear and you drive and then you stay in some funky place and you do it again.
But the whole grind is fun. It's not, I mean, being on stage is the good part, but the grind, you have to love the grind a little bit or at least be able to stomach it.
Right. Well, you have the advantage. Are you and Matt still the power couple in the group? Is that still?
Oh, no, I sleep with everybody. Yeah.
Well, that.
Including Catherine.
That gives new meaning to the grind, I guess. The that you were talking about. It was right there. I'm sorry.
Nick, you naughty boy.
I'm not. Hey, listen. So musically, I think it's really cool that the band has a sound. And as I was saying, you know, there is a visual sense as well as a sonic sense that you guys have studied a lot of music from the 60s, particularly and early 70s, absorbed tones and combinations. I think it's the instruments and style, but it's certainly making, you know, it's coming out your own, which is awesome and hard to do.
Oh, well, thank you.
Well, congratulations, Grace, on everything you've achieved so far, and I'm sure there's tons more coming, so including lots more music. Let's welcome back, and let's get back to music. Grace Potter and the Nocturnals.
Thank you all so much. Thanks to Nick and Helen for having us, and all these fantastic musicians that come on the show. It's an honor to now get to be in that list. So we're going to be really dirty in tribute to all the fantastic musicians that E-Town celebrates. You guys ready to get a little dirty with us?
You bring me.
That's Grace Potter. Along with her band, The Nocturnals, Matt Burr on the drums, Scott Tournay on lead guitar and vocals, Benny Yorko on guitar and vocals, Catherine Popper on the bass and vocals. The CD is called Grace Potter and the Nocturnals, out on Hollywood Records. They're all from Burlington, Vermont. It's a great sound. Thanks for listening. I'm Nick Forster. We'll be back with more from the E-Town Archives.